The Gemara in Masechta Megillah Daf Vav Amud Beis teaches us Vam Rav Yitzchak, Im Yom Elcha Adam, if somebody will tell you, Yagati V'Taira, I studied Taira, I worked hard at trying to understand Taira V'Lay Mitzasi, and I was not successful in my learning, Al Tamalai. It's, don't believe him. Somebody who tries to learn will certainly be successful. On the other hand, lo yagati, if I did not work hard in learning Torah, umetzasi, and I still succeeded in learning, al tamen. Also, don't believe him. It's impossible to succeed in learning without working at it. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained the Mefarshim, as we will discuss, created Liman HaTorah. However, points out the Gemara, the Hani Mili, all this was said regarding the Divrei Torah. Aval b'matz b'matn, when it comes to success in business, there it's all siyata d'shmayahu. We need siyata d'shmayah. It's not necessarily dependent on how much effort you put into it. And continues the Gemara, v'l'divrei Torah lo yamaron, even by Torah, where the Gemara just finished teaching us how important it is to apply oneself, to put in effort in order to succeed. Lo yamaron, that's only ela l'chadudi. To understand learning, you need to work. Aval l'kume girsa, to remember your learning. Or others say, to be zoicha, that you should be masik shmatza, alivad asuki shmatza, alivad hilchasa, that your learning should be alivad hilchasa, you should be learned and come lahalocha lamaisa. There it's siyata mishmaya, even there it's siyata dishmaya. So Agamara is teaching us how very critical in learning it is to have to work. If somebody worked hard and you got to if you worked hard and you didn't succeed, al tamen. So all the Mefarshim ask, our Gemara is not referring to an individual who's not an honest person. We're obviously referring to an individual, to an honest person. So how can we say the person says, I worked hard and I wasn't successful, al tamen. We shouldn't believe him. Why? Of course he's telling us the truth. So Rabbi Le'itim explains that if somebody learned and he didn't succeed at all, doesn't mean he didn't succeed. Because the learning itself, even if there was not that great success in the learning, that is the greatest mitzia, that somebody could learn and spend his time learning. That Yosef explains that the Gemara says in Masecht Nida, Daf Lamed, that a child, a baby, while it's in its mother's womb, Malam de Moisoi call a Torah Kula, they teach him the entire Torah. And when that child leaves its mother's womb, the Malach comes, gives him a clap by his lip, and he forgets the entire Torah. So the question is, if he's going to forget everything that he learned, what's the point of learning? So the answer is that if not for the fact that we had already once learned, it makes it easier to learn again. You could never achieve learning only because he had once learned. The Yegiyah that we learn brings back what we had once learned. So, explains the Beis Yosef, since every person is in that category, he, of course, if he applies himself will remember, because he already learned once, he already knew it, and therefore he will succeed. Lo yogati umetzasi. The Gemara says, if somebody says that I didn't work hard and I still succeeded in learning, al tamen, we shouldn't believe such an individual. So the Tefillah L'Moshe explains, because Torah that comes without Yigiyah, Torah that comes stam, that a person just thinks he could open up a cipher and it'll fly into his head, that is not the real Limud HaTorah. That explains the Mary Emes is not a Torah that you will succeed with. But all the Mefarshim obviously asked the question that the definition of Yigiyah means that I put in effort. It means that I applied myself. A Metzia means something that I just find. Just I picked it up as I walked in the street. So how could something be considered Yigiyah and Metzia at the same time? Says the Chiddush Haharim, that Torah is called a Metzia even though you worked at it, because a person has to realize that even what he succeeded in learning after working hard at trying to understand it, it's not because of his great abilities. It's all like a Metzia. We have no ability to really grasp HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a gift that if we are miyageya in Torah, that if we apply ourselves in Torah, then he gets the Torah b'matana. But not that one should think that just because I apply myself, it's something that obviously comes to me. And in fact, the Mefarshim point out that even Moshe Rabbeinu received the Torah. The Gemara says it was given to him as a matana. The Gemara Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed Ches Omer Aleph, teaches us, Omer Rab Yochanan, Betchila Hay Moshe Loi Matorah Meshacha. Moshe would learn Torah and forget it. Ad Shenitin Loi Matana, until it was given to him as a gift. And in fact, the Pasuk says in Parshas Devarim, after 40 years, after having received the Torah, says the Pasuk, Hoyel Moshe Ba'eres HaTorah. Hoyel Moshe Ba'eres HaTorah. After 40 years of learning Torah, Moshe felt he was only at the beginning. The Sfas Emes has a different approach to the Gemara. He says that if somebody spend time learning, don't think, and he wasn't successful, don't think that, so what was the point in this learning? He says, ultimately, he will be successful. There's no effort that one puts into learning that's considered wasted. Maybe not today, and maybe in the future you'll know. And even if you don't understand, you don't succeed, even though you've applied yourself, says the Sfas Emes, maybe that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks is best for you, that you shouldn't automatically succeed. The Gra explains that if somebody applies himself to learning, going back to the Gemara that we quoted earlier, the Gemara Masechta Nidadaf Lamed, he comes back to remember the Torah that he learned by Har Sinai. He comes back to remember the Torah that the Malach taught him when he was in his mother's womb. And that's why you got to your Matzasi. It's a Metzia. The Torah that I once had, the Torah we once had by Har Sinai, the Torah that we once had by when we were in our mother's wombs, all that Torah we find again. The Beis HaLevi explains that what the Gemara means, Yugati Matsasi, Torah is incredible. Every time we open up a Sefer, and every time we open up a Gemara, even though we've learned this very Gemara previously, the Gemara comes alive again with new chedushim, with new insights. And that's the beauty of Torah, the Metzia. Every time we open up the Gemara, we find something new in it. The Grah says, the Brisk Rav says, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Im tevakshenu kekesef ukematmoinim tach besena, os tovin yiras Hashem v'das elokim timtza. He says that in the world, there are two types of people who do business. There's one individual who sits down and makes a business plan. He spends time knowing how much he'll need to invest and what he could expect to reap from his investments. But there's another type of situation. People who are mechapsim matmoinim, people who are like gold diggers. They go and they go out and they don't know if they'll be successful. They can't really make a business plan. It could be many people will go and look for these treasures. Some can spend many years looking and not find anything. And some will be immediately successful. That person who is successful right after he begins looking for these treasures, that treasure is like a metzia. Says the Brisk Rav, that's how a person is supposed to approach Limud HaTorah. That's how a person is supposed to approach Yiras Shamayim. First, he's supposed to make a cheshbon. How much is he going to learn? What is his plan? And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes gives us a metzia. We didn't even think about succeeding. We got an extra minute of learning. We got an extra chiddush that we weren't expecting. That's kamat moinim tech besena, where we sometimes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a siyata d'shmaya beyond our expectations. Din Yaakov asked the question. The Gemara, as we just learned, says, Yigati v'le mitzasi al tamin. And then the Gemara says, Lo yigati u'matzasi al tamin. And then the Gemara says, Yigati u'matzasi tamin. So, ask the In Yaakov, if the Gemara began with the words, Yigati v'le mitzasi al tamin, so it's obviously, and Lo yigati u'matzasi al tamin, so it's the conclusion of Yomagati Umatsasi is obvious. Why does the Gemara have to say it explicitly, Yogati Umatsasi? So the Svarim explain that what Rabbi Yitzchak means to say with these words, Yogati Umatsasi, it's referring regarding an individual that goes through an Nisayon and he's still strong. That person is the person that we know was indeed Yogati. Otherwise, how do we know he was indeed Miyageya in Torah? And they continue to explain. People try to give an excuse not to learn by saying that they tried it and they weren't successful. Tell us the Chachamim, don't believe them. Because if they really would have tried, they would have been successful. On the other hand, individuals who boast and say that they succeeded in a short while in their learning what the amount it takes other people to work a long time at, that those people should not be believed either. Torah can only be successful if you work at it. On the other hand, people who learn and spend time learning and are successful in their learning, but people tell them that these people are B'nai Torah, these people are the people who are successful in learning, tells us Gemara that if you see a person that is successful in his learning, and that person tells you that he worked on it, we look at that person and know that he's a good person. And don't believe anybody that says anything else. Don't believe anybody else who says anything else about such an individual. And I saw, however, that the Mefarshim explained that with a different angle, this entire Gemara. Yogati v'loy matzosi al tamin. If somebody says he spent time learning v'loy matzosi and he wasn't successful, al tamin. You know why he wasn't successful? Because his Torah did not come with amuna. In order for us to succeed in our learning has to also have in it a measure of amuna. And that's why he wasn't successful. On the other hand, I saw Mefarshim explain, Yogati Matsosi Tamin, if you will work at learning, then not only will you succeed in your learning, but Tamin, your amuna will also grow. And I saw that the Ben Ishchai explains how HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically gave us the Torah this way because a person, says the Ben Yehoyada, otherwise would just spend a short amount of time learning and then waste his time. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't put us down in this world to waste that time. A person came to the world to accomplish something, to learn Torah. And that's why Yogati, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants us to be miyageya in learning. Yogati v'loy matzosi, says the Kotzka, al tamin. Don't believe that if you didn't succeed, that you learned well. If you don't succeed, maybe it's a siman min hashamayim that you could be learning better. And therefore, continue to learn and you will indeed succeed.